Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during May. I'm going to begin this month's tour by asking you to set your alarm clock very early. In fact, you just might want to make a habit of rising early this month. That's because four planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, are clustered low in the east before dawn. In fact, it's the most compact gathering of bright planets in decades. To see it, you'll need to find a spot with a pancake flat view of the eastern horizon. Head outside about a half hour before sunrise, which, depending on your location, could be as early as 5 a.m. As May begins, Venus will be very obvious a few degrees up. To its lower left is dimmer Mercury. If you don't see it, try using binoculars. Clench your fist and hold it at arm's length, and then look about one fist to the lower left of Venus along the horizon. If the sky is very clear, you might spot Jupiter and a fainter Mars huddling together. Again, you might need optical help to spot Mars. Day by day throughout the month, this foursome will do a slow motion shuffle to form different combinations. Jupiter is migrating toward upper right, while Venus and Mercury are sliding downward. These three create a dramatically tight trio for 2 or 3 days around May 11th, when Jupiter and Venus sit just 1/2 degree apart. On the 12th, all four planets are within a space just 6 degrees across. Around the 17th, as Jupiter slowly makes an exit toward upper right, look for Mercury, Venus, and Mars huddled together in another tight triangle. They'll be separated by just 2 degrees on May 21st, close enough to cover all three with your outstretched thumb. At month's end, after the four planets have begun to drift apart, a razor-thin crescent moon darts across their pre-dawn stage. Well, with all that early rising and celestial dancing, I hope you'll save a little energy to take a look at the evening sky. During most of May, the sun doesn't set until nearly 8 o'clock, so it's not really dark until well after dinner time. And you might even need lightweight long-sleeve clothing or some bug spray to ward off the season's first wave of insects. The only bright planet missing from the pre-dawn pileup is Saturn, and it's very easy to spot these evenings. Just watch where the sun sets and then turn completely around to face east. The bright point above the eastern horizon is actually Arcturus, the third brightest star in the nighttime sky. Saturn is to its right by about 3 fists. And, just to make sure you're looking in the right place, Saturn is about 1 fist higher up than the medium bright star Spica. To their right is a compact diamond-shaped quartet of stars, easily covered with your fist, that mark the constellation Corvus, the Crow. The evening skies of May don't feature any slam-dunk constellations like Big Beefy Orion, which has sunk from view over in the west. But there is one obvious pattern that just about everyone knows, the Big Dipper. To find it, all you have to do is look up, way up. You should see the Big Dipper looming over you, with its curved handle bent upward and its four-sided bowl apparently overturned as if dumping soup into some imaginary pot. Even though it's so well known, the Big Dipper isn't truly a constellation. It's what astronomers call an asterism, which is simply any group of stars that make a pattern. The Dipper is part of a larger constellation called Ursa Major, the Big Bear. Right now, this woolly beast is on its back, with the stars in the Dipper's handle serving as the bear's tail, the bowl marking its back, and its head off to the left. Many constellations and asterisms are chance alignments of stars that lie at different distances from Earth. But the Big Dipper breaks that rule. 5 of its 7 stars are equally far away, about 80 light-years from Earth. The 2 exceptions are at the end of the handle and on the lip of the bowl. What's more, these 5 stars are racing in formation across the sky at roughly 28,000 miles per hour. As a result, the Big Dipper's shape is very gradually changing. In 100,000 years or so, its bowl will flatten out and its handle will bend sharply. I think of the Big Dipper as the Swiss Army knife of the sky, because it helps me find many other key springtime stars. For starters, find the 2 stars at the left end of the Dipper's bowl. Sky watchers call these the pointer stars, and here's why. Draw an imaginary line through the pointers and follow that line downward by the width of 3 fists. You'll come to a moderately bright star, and that's Polaris, the North Star. You can use this little trick anytime you want. Just remember that those 2 stars point to Polaris. Are you surprised that the North Star isn't the brightest star in the sky? In fact, 45 other stars outshine Polaris. But brightness isn't the North Star's claim to fame. Instead, it lies very nearly at the point where a line extended out into space from Earth's North Pole would go. So, as Earth spins throughout the night, Polaris hardly moves. Now, go back to the pointers in the Big Dipper. Follow that line through them in the opposite direction, up through overhead, and four or five fists later you'll reach Regulus. Regulus is the brightest star in the constellation of Leo the Lion. So now you can point to Polaris and leap to Leo. But wait, there's more. Follow the curve formed by the Big Dipper's handle until, about three-fifths away, you return to Arcturus down in the east. Congratulations! You now know how to arc to Arcturus. Did you know that you can even use the Big Dipper to tell time? It's really easy. To find out how, go to skyandtelescope.com and type star clock in the search box. You'll find a do-it-yourself star clock that's just one of many features for beginning stargazers at SkyIntel's website. Take advantage of these beautiful late spring nights. The stars will look even better if you can get away from bright city lights, say in a suburban park or maybe even out in the country. If you're just getting started and want a little more guidance, see if there's an astronomy club in your area. May 7th is celebrated worldwide as Astronomy Day, and there's a good chance local skygazers will be out in force to show you and others the beauty of the night sky. So happy sky watching, and until next month, I wish you clear skies.